Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo Pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Principal blo civil society health group hemi say leaders across lo Papua New Guinea hemi need for step up for helping combating surging levels blo tuberculosis lo country. TB hemi leading cause blo death from infectious disease lo PNG within 5,000 deaths expected lo this year. B4H or Business for Health hemi waka for reducing TB infection and hemi say nara 40,000 about come up infected lo this year. Principal and Clark, hemi say PNG, hemi blessed with him resources, but hemi no been shown leadership necessary for deal with him this fella threat. B4H, hemi waka with him private businesses, and hemi like for use him World TB Day or Sunday for highlight him reality, where Papua New Guinea hemi face him. Minister of Autonomous Papua New Guinea Government, Lo Bougainville, lo this week, hemi issue one fellow warning that ratification lo referendum, hemi no only path blo tagolo independence. Bougainville hemi concerned lo ongoing delays lo tabling blo independence referendum lo PNG parliament. That fala years old referendum hemi resoundingly in support lo independence from Port Moresby. Minister in charge lo implementing this la referendum Ezekiel Massat hemi say Bougainville hemi close lo completing writing lo own constitution them and for using this fala document by hemi declare no independence and by hemi bypassing PNG parliament. Second draft lo Bougainville constitution hemi do lo end lo this month. West Papuan Freedom Movement leader hemi renewed calls for UN human rights visit Golo Papua behind one fella new video blot Indonesian soldiers or torturing one fella West Papuan man hemi been image online. Inside lo this video group of men with wearing Indonesian military uniforms or taken turns for kick him, punch him, and cut him one fella indigenous Papuan man lo upper body blahem. Hemi lo inside lo one fella open 44-gallon drum him filled with him water and hands blame him tied behind lo backside behem. President blo United Liberation Movement for West Papua Benny Wenda hemi say hemi barava horrified from this video and hemi say hemi been imaged from Yehukimo Regency lo Highland Papua. Hemi say mane otsa heremot talem lo Indonesia time blo mi or ten blo mi and not compare him flesh blo this captive lo that one blo one fella animal. Indonesian government hemi been approached for comment. Greenpeace hemi say one for a major milestone hemi been reached lo what hemi call one for a historic climate judgment lo highest court lo world. Climate justice advisory opinion hemi aim for clarifying international legal obligations where countries or they been garam time hemi come lo safeguarding people from impacts blo climate change. This one hemi come behind landmark resolution for seeking advisory opinion from ICJ, where hemi adopted by consensus lo United Nations General Assembly lo March lo last year. For looking human rights and intergenerational equity hemi placed lo forefront blo climate decision making. One for Greenpeace spokesperson hemi say Pacific states ought to be in lo forefront for compiling responses blo keta lo legal questions and gather evidence. Deadline for state submissions, hemi this time hemi closed. One for foreign policy lobby group, hemi call for urgent law changes for hemi make sure that New Zealand hemi no harbour any foreign spy systems back more. One for inquiry, hemi find him out that Government Communications Security Bureau hemi host him at foreign operations for years without keeping tabs lo whatna at system he had been doing. Law lecturer Marco De Jong, blo group Te Kuaka, would say that current laws ought not do anything for stopping this one or any narrow potential abuses. Marco De Jong, hemi say Pacific countries, but ask him what now spying hemi might happen from New Zealand without odd ministers oketa save. Commander blo Republic blo Fiji Military Forces Major General Ro Jone Kaluniwai hemi reveal him that hemi been taking out calls from certain people after the 2022 general elections for removing some fellow people from positions. Major General Kaluniwai hemi no like for exposing out people whereby pressure him, but hemi tell him Fiji village hemi want for a real testing time. Time hemi asked what na stand blame lot people try for derailing military standards and principles. Commander say hemi chose for follow now rule of law.
Tech giant Apple hemi facing big fala lawsuit lo United States with them claims that hemi been monopolizing smartphone market. Justice Department hemi say Apple hemi block him growth blo new apps and hemi reduce him appeal blo rival products where hemi deny him. New Zealand tech commentator Bill Bennett hemi tell a midday report hemi noting him that lawsuit ya but hemi got him direct impact lo New Zealand. Hemi say case ya him similar to one fella where US government hemi been taken against him Microsoft over 20 years go finish where hemi accuse him hem lo monopolizing web browser market blo Windows. Lo sport prominent Pasifika community leader Pakila Manasi Lua hemi said that New Zealand Rugby Union ot shoot garam ot Pacific Islanders lo board bloketa. Hemi said union hemi continue for disrespecting contribution lo Pacific Islanders lo rugby lo New Zealand from hemi no include mota inside lo decision making. Pakila hemi said that Pacific Islanders ot contributing kosap 40% lo players lo New Zealand national team All Blacks with him Black Ferns and Okata Sevens teams. Warriors okata by chasing first win blockat lo NRL season tamo take him on Raiders overnight lo Friday lo Christchurch. Warriors okata garamot fans who had hoped that ota by title contenders this season after had been 4-1 win short lo reach him last year grand final and been lose him ota opening two games blockata against him Sharks and Storm. Coach Andrew Webster he confident that outside take him campaign blotta back on track. Kick off law Christchurch overnight him 8 p.m. For latest lo this follow story, head on over lo RNZ Sport, lo rnz.co.nz. Hem now news and sports lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific.
And hem now some follow okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the me join him now team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines. Vanuatu Shipping Association advocates for shipping matters. Ministry of Justice clarifies human rights focus amidst V-Pride advocacy. Oceania Transformation Movement criticizes national referendum timing and contact. Public Land Transport Authority eyes a digital payment system. Government delay in allowance disbursement affects students studying abroad. Vanuatu entrepreneurs empowered by e-commerce training grants from Pacific Initiative and concerns addressed regarding facilities at Ecole Saint-Jean d'Arc. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizika Sakau. Leading our news tonight, Shefa Port Vila Land Transport Association urges Internal Affairs Ministry to enforce new fare rates. Donald Mussing, the president of the Shefa Port Vila Land Transport Association, is calling upon the Director General of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Liz Veramaito, to provide clarity on the implementation of new transportation rates. These rates were approved in previous years, but have not been enforced despite being officially published.
Document blo mi vla na ya tichi blo internal affairs mi olem tai ti stand up ya. So me now mi concern blo mi vla from me I think no say before last year where state law mi kasetem. So me now mi concern blo mi vla from na ya got some practices, some fraud where all operator is to happen, all customer or client, but PLT office, I mean, no, so we penalize him, from, you know, got one legal structure, price, tariff structure in place.
Mussing emphasized the importance of enacting these new rates to address various issues reported by passengers regarding public transportation services in Port Vila and Efate. Complaints have been lodged against drivers for practices such as overcharging passengers or failing to adhere to the correct fare rates.
We will need immediately tariff lo mi vlay kam blo mi vlay save structure mi save guide them on operator blo inside got fraud inside law.
The association formally communicated to DG Veramaito requesting prompt action to release and enforce the new rates through a letter that addressed to DG of Ministry of Internal Affairs yesterday, Thursday, 21st of March. Mussing stressed that these revised rates would apply to all public transportation services and routes across Efate Island, aiming to ensure fair and transparent pricing for commuters.
Tarifia. Emi cover map every category. You got all price blow all bus, you got price blow all taxi, all different category, all common transport, you got different nature blow service. Everyone, you know, pass no more. Got some amendment where Minister I wandam se pa yumikim discount lo all retiree emi atu emi some new la amendment we yumi putum inside lo structure. So all price emi government every area around lo efate mo Port Vila. Emi depend lo kilometer mi vlay make sure se mi vlay government every distance kilometer we igo kasem variable you all price emi matchem all distance ya.
Musing also noted that there is inclusion of a clause providing special rates for individuals with special needs and senior citizens. In human rights, Vanuatu's Ministry of Justice and Community Services has sought to clarify its stance on human rights priorities amidst heightened advocacy efforts by the V Pride Foundation for LGBT rights. Mr. Albert Nalpini, the National Human Rights Coordinator for the Ministry, emphasizes that the Ministry's focus remains primarily on five main human rights conventions, which notably exclude rights advocated for the V Pride Foundation. The Foundation's recent distribution of a sexual orientation, gender identify and expression, SOGI booklet, sparked controversy, especially after the French Embassy's involvement in financing the French edition of the booklet. Nalpini reiterated the ministry's commitment to governmental consultation in policy development processes that could impact national policy implementation. Currently, Vanuatu lacks specific policies or legislation addressing LGBT rights, including matters of same-sex marriage or recognition beyond binary gender classifications. The government's cautious approach reflects the delicate balance between evolving societal attitudes and traditional values within the country. In referendum, the Oceania Transformation Movement, OTM, has raised significant concerns regarding the timing and context of an imminent national referendum. OTM's Vice Acting President, Richard Namel, took a bold step by publicly denouncing the scheduled referendum, labelling it as irresponsible, hypocritical and unfair. The movement called for a postponement of the referendum to 2025, citing the need for adequate time to facilitate thorough discussions in the country's best interests. Prime Minister Charles Sawai had earlier emphasized the critical nature of this referendum as a unique opportunity for all 51 or 52 members of parliament to unite unanimously. However, OTM contends that the manner in which the referendum is being conducted lacks fairness and transparency. Namel criticizes the process, alleging that amendments A17 and B are primarily designed to safeguard the self-interests of existing political parties and leaders entrenched in power. Support for OTM stance came from the chairman of the No Campaign, Joshua Kalsakau, who echoed OTM's sentiment by highlighting the potential benefits of rejecting the proposed amendments. This criticism underscores the ongoing debate surrounding the referendum and raises questions about its legitimacy and adherence to democratic principles. In maritime, the chairman of the Vanuatu Shipping Association, Andrew Bond, sheds light on a newly established shipping association's role and its advocacy for duty exemptions on diesel fuel for shipping operators.
Vanuatu Shipping Association, I mean one new association, a vision statement or mission statement lo mifla, mi lo represent him all ship owners. Mifle come together all same one collective voice where mifle advocate on behalf law all ship owners and on behalf law industry blow yumi with them government, with them VMSA ports and all ministries blow yumi.
Bond reveals that the association comprises 8 ship owners overseeing a fleet of 20 vessels and invited other shipping owners to join in with a fee of 20,000 Vatu per annum.
Merrick Slimming, lo Silent World, me vice chair. Anthony Tonner, lo South Sea Cargo, me treasurer, and Gilbert Pham from Tropical Agencies, me secretary. We also got Vanuatu Ferry is up inside. With them, who yeah, Pier Dufala Shipping Company, Pier Brunei Shipping is up inside too. We also add him up newest member, me tuna fishing. Jean-Claude Emily from Tuna Fishing, and we've got David Rousseau by Amy Stuck come inside too with them, Valerie. Small ship below him. But you may association and me open me fly been invite him. Every ship owner of Vanuatu, you may open one open association. So anyone is have a join, suppose you got ship. Stop law shipping industry, you may have a everyone is welcome law association.
The primary aim of the association, Bon emphasizes, is to consolidate ship owners' voices to advocate for favorable policies with the government, particularly concerning maritime infrastructure and seafarer training.
If they want to advocate with them government, law same one common voice. So instead all one ship owners, you go talk law VMSA or Vanuatu Maritime Safety Authority, or all government. So if they come together, lo add them up, all wait, lo one voice, where if they stand together, lo advocate, lo side, lo new fellow policies, lo shipping, or carry out something where really support the industry, or if they, for example, if they could advocate lo wharf infrastructure, or one something where if they need him, or training lo seafarers with the Vanuatu Maritime College. So me one association where me talk with them one voice together.
When questioned about the duty exemption for shipping operators, Bon expressed gratitude for the government's initiative in 2023, which significantly reduced taxes on DSL. He highlighted that the savings have enabled some members to lower freight prices for customers benefiting remote island communities.
One very helpful something where government even introduce him law in law last year December 29 of 2023 and we won duty exemption duty with the excise tax exemption law diesel with them all spare parts all engineering parts law something me need him law maintenance time import I got ikarma duty law him so me down in price one something where some members law you me stop pass him on savings ego low customers so me down in price law freight Igolo Island, so I show him say government making first part blah blow down him tax blow me fly making one savings low become low ship owners and now yeah me fully stop passing on savings Igolo customers low you me.
Regarding the cost effectiveness of shipping compared to airlines, Bon noted that while airlines may offer faster travel times, shipping remains a more economical option, especially for transporting bulk cargo like roofing iron and cement. However, Bon voiced concerns about the impending expiration of the duty exemption in May and urged the government for clarity on its continuation. He emphasizes the importance of extending the exemption to alleviate high shipping fees, particularly people in remote areas. Bon expressed disappointment over the lack of consultation and communication from customs regarding the future of the duty exemption, urging for transparent dialogue with the government to address ship owners' concerns. In conclusion, Bon reiterated the association's commitment to advocating for the continuation of duty exemptions to benefit both shipping operators and communities reliant on maritime transportation. In transport, in a bid to modernize public transportation and enhance operational efficiency, the Public Land Transport Authority, PLTA, is exploring the introduction of a digital payment system. PLTA's Chief Executive Officer, Reginald Tubby, highlighted the challenges faced by transport owners in ensuring transparency in fare collection and financial management. Discussions with Vodafone regarding the implementation of the MVATU QR Pay platform signify a significant step towards embracing digital solutions within the transportation sector. The proposed system aims to streamline fare collection processes, promote transparency, and mitigate issues related to revenue mismanagement. Despite potential opposition from stakeholders, Tubby emphasizes the benefits of adopting a digital payment system, drawing parallels with similar successful initiatives in other countries like Fiji. In scholarship, several students sponsored by the Vanuatu government to study abroad have faced delays in receiving their allowances for this year, first release due to slow fund disbursement by the government, particularly impacting new students. Many of them received their allowances more than a month after studying their studies in various regional institutions. One student studying in Fiji, who preferred to remain anonymous, highlighted the adverse effects of the delay on their studies, noting increased pressure from landlords demanding rent payment and a strain on their concentration. Despite receiving some support from their parents, these additional funds were already exhausted, exacerbating stress for students navigating life away from their families for the first time. The delay forced students to rely on others for essential resources such as course materials, food and transportation until their allowances were finally deposited into the bank. While the Ministry of Education and Training confirmed the delay, it assured students that allowances are being processed and would be dispersed soon. As per the Ministry of Education and Training, the combined allowance amount for both new and continuing students for February and March surpasses 100 million Vatu. Currently, there are over 400 new students studying under the Vanuatu Government Scholarship Scheme, bringing the total number of government-sponsored students to 1,600. The ongoing situation at École Saint-Jeanne d'Arc, where a significant number of primary students continue to study under tents, has been a subject of discussion. Criticism regarding fund allocation, especially in relation to school fees and fundraising events like the Music Night held last year, prompted responses from both the school administration and concerned parents within the community. Principal Jean-Marie Virilala responded to the mounting criticism by providing clarification on the usage of funds raised from events like the Music Night. He explained that proceeds from this event were directed towards purchasing chairs and tables for the students, with over 300 chairs procured through negotiations with New Look Store. Deputy Principal Abdon Terong provided further details, stating that despite an original price of 7,000 Vatu per chair, negotiations resulted in reduced cost to 2,500 Vatu for larger chairs and 2,000 Vatu for smaller ones, totaling to 880,000 Vatu spent on chairs. Additionally, 200 tables were ordered at 7,000 Vatu each, amounting to 1.4 million Vatu. The school invested a total of 2.2 million Vatu in ensuring students have adequate seating arrangements conducive to learning. Principal Virilala clarifies that while the school operates on church-owned land, the responsibility for funding and management lies with the school itself. Efforts to address the situation are underway, with the government initiating tenders for the renovation of classrooms. The Central Tenders Board has approved a contractor for renovating 8 classrooms, signalling progress towards enhancing school facilities. At the end, Vanuatu entrepreneurs are experiencing a significant boost thanks to the initiative of the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat to provide e-commerce grants. These grants are a result of comprehensive training sessions aligned with the Pacific Regional E-Commerce Strategy and Roadmap. The aim of this training is to equip entrepreneurs with essential skills required to succeed in digital era. Entrepreneurs from Vanuatu, alongside with Samoa, Tuvalu and Federated States of Micronesia, have participated in these training sessions. The grants, which can amount to 645,000 Vatu each, are providing crucial financial support to entrepreneurs in the country and those Pacific countries. This funding is instrumental in helping them initiate or expand their digital ventures. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. But you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107 or Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. You have a very good night and a safe weekend ahead.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.